Hey everybody, welcome to Mom Set. She's doing chatter teeth like an old skeleton in a Halloween movie. Like a Disney Channel original. It's Halloween Town. What is going on? Hey everybody, welcome to Mom Set. My name is Gabe Gibbs. Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Set is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that. It's often about that. What the hell is going on today? Today's episode is about a lot of different things, as it always is.
It's about eggs. It's about politics.
Wow.
It's about Snoopy again.
It's also really the front end of the episode. Allie admits to some of the craziest highway driving behavior I've ever even heard of. It's so wild that you did that. I can't even believe it. But here we are. It's another episode. Thank you so much for listening. We love y'all. Please tell your friends about the show. The more we grow, the more you know, the more we... Whoa!
Hit it, Grant.
Mom said. First things first, I'm the realist. Drop that and let the whole world feel it. Who is that?
First Iggy Azalea.
Damn. Didn't Iggy Azalea get herself in trouble?
Maybe?
Iggy Azalea and Azalea Banks are two different people who existed at the same time in culture, still do. Iggy Azalea was Australia.
Yeah, two different people.
It's amazing to start the recording and like still be staring at your phone.
I'm literally trying to figure out my fun fact right
oh,
now.
Oh, nice. All right. All right. Well, you can figure out your fun fact while we can have started if we wish. I do want to address with Grant that he's in a group chat with my mom and our other sister that I'm not included in about the New York Times games. You're in a group chat called Brain Tease Gang.
Yeah,
what is it?
Are you not? Do
you? Are you in that?
Brain Gang.
Yeah. Are you in Brain Gang?
No, she's not in Brain Gang.
Yeah, I'm in Brain Gang.
No,
wait.
I mean,
I'm in Brain Gang. Do you play the Wordle in Connections every day?
Okay, not every day because not every day. But I do play the Wordles.
Well,
and the Connections.
Do you want to get notifications about mom completing the Wordle every day?
Kinda.
Okay.
Mostly.
You could mute it.
I just want to be asked.
Wow.
Know? Well, okay. Are you guys genuinely, are you doing it every day?
Yeah.
Which ones?
Wordle and Connection.
The mini? You're not doing the mini?
No. And I'm bad at Wordle, bro. Like my brain, I'm good
really?
At Connections.
Really?
My brain does not work with like, I have to, this should not be surprising to you at all, but I have to do it like completely logically. Like I can't just like be like, oh, these letters can make this word. I'm like, okay, A doesn't go here. It doesn't go here. This goes here. So it can only be this, this, or this. Like I'm not, you know what I mean? Like I can't just like visualize a word to, you know, sometimes I can, but my brain is not good at Wordle, but I'm pretty good at Connections.
When this was like a million episodes ago, but when we were talking about when you imagine an apple.
Yeah.
What was your answer to how you imagine an apple?
I can visualize things the same way I see memories.
Right. You would have to remember an apple.
Yeah. Whoa. Remember an apple. I can't just like.
Just for if you didn't listen to one of our earlier episodes, first of all, congratulations. Second of all, it was the concept that if you ask any given person to close their eyes and imagine an apple, everybody's imagining an apple in totally different ways. And it says something about the way their brain like processes information. I don't know.
Why are you holding the microphone like a glass of Chardonnay?
You know what? It was an accident. And then I was like, this feels good.
It's actually crazy.
I feel incredible right now.
It's very like seaside brunch, glass of Chardonnay.
Well, guess where I'd rather be?
Yeah. Honestly, we'd all rather be at a seaside brunch.
I'd rather be.
That is Grant.
Should we have a technical equipment conversation on air? Would it be beneficial to you guys to get little wireless nodes for your mic so that you wouldn't have wires, or is it fun to have the wires?
The wires do not bother me whatsoever. It would bother me if I was walking around a stage, maybe.
Great. Glad that the audience got to hear that.
I don't mind the wires.
You know what? It's okay that the audience got to hear that because we've actually had people DM us in the past and ask us technical questions because they're also making their own little creative projects with their brothers.
There's other people that are trying to do creative projects with their siblings?
There's actually like a couple of bootleg versions of our show.
We are the bootleg of our own show. We are the bootleg. Is it
possible? Stand and sing with me, everyone.
Stand up. We're so glad you're here. We are the bootleg. So glad you guys could join us this week.
Do you want to know?
Thank you so much for being here. When you leave here today, make sure you go out and you tell the friends.
You
bootleg your own show. Bootleg your own life. Don't let anyone else bootleg your life.
Me singing the harmony to a song that's never existed before is really in congruence with my upbringing, my training, which was that I would lead worship without knowing the song.
Can I just say that sent my heart rate through the fucking roof, bro?
Oh, come on. It didn't feel a little nostalgic.
Didn't feel like home?
Okay, subject change.
Now that we've entered the space.
This morning, so I, as everyone knows,
I sent my heart rate through the fucking roof. We're singing made up worship tunes about bootlegging your own life,
yeah,
which I'm not even sure what that means.
No,
Al still
real,
Chardonnay claw on this microphone.
Wait, can I say something? I'm in charge of snacks, as everyone knows, for the podcast because I have no other jobs. Typically, when we record in the morning, as we are now, I'll bring coffees for everyone and breakfast sandwiches. However, I am trying to eat high nutrition density foods that give me tons of energy. And so this morning, the snack I made for everyone.
No, okay. So this morning, Allie walks into the studio with a Tupperware full of hard-boiled eggs and yuzu paste.
Yeah.
It's giving
it's
like
nutrition dense as hell.
It's giving like that cyclist in your office who shows up and has to change shoes and like shower at the office and is kind or is doesn't realize how stinky they are when they change into their because the polo these pants and this polo they're
moisture wicking.
They're moisture wicking and they're meant to go from work to play. So
okay,
so,
I was trying to eat a hard-boiled egg on the way here because I was hungry on my drive. And so I rolled down my window and tried to crack the egg on the
side of the car. The side of the car, bro.
Where else do you crack it?
First of all, you have a Tupperware. Crack it on the tip of the Tupperware.
Can you imagine?
The side of the car, bro.
Can you imagine you're on the 405 and you see this bitch reach out and fucking... Not the cigarette, the fucking
crack.
And it didn't work.
Of course.
This is making me wonder about the science of eggs.
Wait. Did you realize how crazy that was until you said it out loud right now?
No, because I'm like, whatever, I'm eating a snack. And you gotta crack the egg. Once I eventually did get the egg cracked, I did peel it out the window and drop the shells as I was going.
Okay, that respect. Throw the
Do
shells
out
the window.
Do you think it's okay for me to throw the shells in the
yes,
street?
Yes. Biodegrade.
Compost. Wait.
Did you try to crack it on the window edge or try to crack it on the outside body of the car? Or what was your thought? This is so dumb.
On the outside body of the car, like on the car door.
On the car door?
Yeah.
Which is not even sharp or pointy.
How did that... It doesn't matter. How did you...
I just thought the car was hard. Okay.
Just hit it harder. If you hit it hard enough on any surface, it'll crack.
Totally agree. But like, you shouldn't have to use that much force to crack a hard boiled egg. I'm not like, I don't want to smash the hard boiled egg into the side of my car. And I was like, that's weird. And then when I
So you're trying to tap it at a level. You're trying to tap it at a level that cracks the egg, but doesn't get nasty outside car on the
egg. Flesh on the egg. I'm eating for breakfast.
Optimal.
Exactly.
Optimal egg tap.
Yeah, optimal egg tap.
But can I say also, I arrived here to eat another egg and I tapped it on the side of that glass thing. Didn't break.
Huh?
And then I had to tap it on the leg of the table.
But don't you were doing that and the first thought in my head was tap it harder on the glass.
When you watched her do it, she wasn't hitting it harder.
Yeah.
And aren't you supposed to crack, crack, crack and then roll?
No. I mean, that's a way.
All right, here's my question, though.
So wild.
So, obviously, we don't throw trash out our windows of our car.
Obviously.
Biodegradable items is where it starts to be okay.
Sure.
How large of a biodegradable item can you throw outside your car?
Throw a because whole watermelon
here,
out the car?
Because here was my question is, I ate a banana on the way here.
Yeah.
Can I throw banana peel?
Okay.
I don't know.
This is where the limit is.
Where's the limit?
And it also depends on where you are in the world. Like, if you're driving down 75 in Michigan and it's all trees on the sides and it's forest, throw banana peel into the trees.
Can I throw banana peel out my window if I'm in the left or right lane of the 405?
Okay, so lane choice is crucial on
this. Yeah,
because
you can't,
well, obviously,
you can't be
in
the middle lane. You can't be in the middle because they're going to... spin out.
Yeah, they're gonna spin it.
If you put a banana in the center of the 405, Koopa Troopa is gonna have trouble getting to work.
Yeah. Wait, first before we get into this, can I say I told myself I wouldn't buy the Switch 2, but the new Mario Kart is so good.
It looks good. Wait, you've played it?
No.
Oh,
guys, but I've watched
Grant,
so much
Grant
content.
Grant
it's
famous,
so good.
Grant
bro.
Famously watches Mario Kart videos before he goes to sleep.
Yeah. A lot.
I get it.
Yeah.
What's his name? Shortcat.
Shortcat. Shout out Shortcat.
Shout out Shortcat. Who's the new guy? Fartbutt? What is it?
What?
Poopy.
Oh, Poofesher.
Okay, Poofesher. Not that far off.
Poofesher.
Hey, who's the new guy?
No, that is.
Okay, Fartbutt. Okay, his name is Poofesher.
If you knew his content, that's accurate.
Fartbutt makes sense.
Fartbutt.
Okay, shout out Shortcat. I've been subscribed to him since
Shout out Fartbutt.
Since he had like 50K and now he has like 800,000.
He does? Congratulations, Shortcat. It's this guy. He's just this nice Canadian dude who just does little race videos.
Do you feel proud to be an early adopter?
You know, I do, actually.
Yeah. It's like when you like a band before it goes famous.
Exactly.
That's how all the adoids listening to this podcast are right now.
Exactly.
Real early adopters.
All right. What? How large can a biodegradable item be?
Okay, so this is where I actually think I'm at fault for throwing my eggshells into the street today.
No.
But imagine if we all threw our biodegradable shit into the street in this city. The streets would be disgusto busto.
Yeah, but we don't. Second of all, eggshells, those are already run over enough and gone. They're turned into deuced.
I'm just feeling a little guilty.
I do think things... There's part of it that is within the social construct of you cannot... What words am I saying? Part of it is you don't want people to really like see it. So right. Banana peel is sort of the size limit because even if it is biodegrade, you don't really want people to know.
And honestly, if I'm walking on the sidewalk and there's like a half-rotten banana peel in the middle of the sidewalk, I'm like, ew.
How did it get on the sidewalk?
I think...
Because he flung it.
Oh, in like city streets.
Yeah.
I think here's my rule. First of all, what would you have biodegradable in your car larger than a banana peel?
Watermelon.
First of all, okay.
You have watermelon in your car. You're snacking watermelon in your
car. My rule is...
It's really drippy for a car snack.
It has to land on grass.
Okay.
Oh.
Your apple core or your banana peel or...
It has to land on grass.
Or the rest of your nasty pepper that you couldn't finish.
Pepper?
I don't know. That's what I thought.
Sure.
I just thought of red pepper.
Sure.
It's got to land on grass.
Sure.
So you better make sure it lands on grass because if it doesn't, then it becomes unacceptable.
Then you have to pull over, turn around, pull a U-E, turn around, go back, move it to the grass.
Yeah. I do
okay,
like land
so
on grass.
I'm going to...
Smaller than a banana peel is the size limit, land on grass.
The smallest biodegradable thing you can...
The limit does not exist
from your
in
car.
Smallness.
Well, what's the smallest thing you would admit from your car?
A fart.
Spit.
I was going to say booger.
Oh. I'm not going to lie. I'll admit this on this podcast. I do throw gum out my window sometimes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, see, Mom will kill you. Her biggest pet peeve.
I'm no to gum.
I know. I feel a little bad about it. I don't do it that much, but sometimes I do.
It's just when you're panicking, when you want it, when it tastes so bad and you don't have a little trash can in your car.
I swallow gum.
Me too. What?
Now that I'm, Me you too. Guys, now that
you
we're
You guys talk, put it in a napkin Why or just a
swallow
Kleenex.
It? Who cares?
Swallow it. Who cares?
It's not feeling good to swallow. We what need to move on. We need to move on.
I'm feeling
Now
crazy
that
today.
We've had this conversation, I think I'm sorry for throwing my eggshells in, because I'm going to be vulnerable for a second and say I just threw them into the street. The eggshells. I'm sorry. I wish I remembered where I did it because I'd go back and get them.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
Wow. There was something about that song that really settled us. Really, really
I know,
wrapped
we were
up
having
the bit.
Some manic energy. I stayed up late last night. I'll be honest.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Sorpresa, sorpresa. No, can I say I have been doing good sleep for like since the cruise.
For 6 days, bro?
No, like a week and a half. I didn't go out.
A week
out.
And a half?
I didn't drink. Okay, well, compared to other times in my life,
that's pretty good
long stretch. My resilience is almost
100
to strong.
Oh, where was it? Are you talking about your Aura ring?
Yeah, I'm talking about my Aura ring. So you get like a sleep score every day and a readiness score every day. You get all these different scores for your body and your health.
Is resilience HRV?
Resilience is like a bunch of things. But it's
you guys are speaking two different languages. I don't know
so
what you're saying.
For,
and also we're giving Aura Ring so much airtime.
When work
for free.
They should be paying us.
Agreed.
When work was really bad, my resilience was at limited. It's really hard to raise your resilience. Like when Lauren was first pregnant, and we were traveling around Europe, her resilience was in the bro.
Yeah.
And it took a long time to raise. Anyway, for a long time, my resilience was at adequate because work was busy and I was not handling things well. For a couple of weeks now, my resilience has been at solid.
Oh, and you're headed towards strong.
I'm headed towards strong, but last night was a bit of a setback.
Okay. Does it tell you what goes into the resilience score?
I'm sure.
We can't. We can't.
Oh, I'm just so curious.
I know.
I mean, you can look through my little thing, but I'm nervous to tell you what my HRV is because I have a feeling you'll have thoughts on it.
I don't think we should admit that we have HRV on the podcast.
That we have, everyone has HRV. What does that mean?
That sounds like a disease.
He's making a joke. Don't worry, Grant. I'll help.
I didn't
He's
catch that joke. I'm sorry.
Aunt Allie, babysat yesterday.
Yeah.
Which was really charming.
I babysat my baby. I told a man at the podcast downtown yesterday that I have a baby.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, congratulations. And I was like, thank you.
You're like, thank you so much.
I said, I have a baby and I'm going to watch her tonight. And he was like, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Imagine being a new mother and being like, I'm going to watch my baby.
Yeah. No, he didn't understand that you were Aunt Allie.
And that was on me.
So mommy and daddy could go to a soccer game. We went to Angel City FC, which is our favorite place to go. Because everyone's watching women's sports. We went and we made it on the Jumbotron last night. We made it on the Jumbotron. I was dancing a little dance, and we made it on the Jumbotron.
Congrats. And were you proud of your performance on the Jumbotron?
Actually, you want to know what's really devastating? I didn't like the way it looked.
Yeah.
No, I saw myself on the Jumbotron and went, huh, gray hairs, huh?
No, immediate. I mean, we're our own worst critics.
We're our own worst critics. I saw myself on the Jumbotron, or I made it on the Jumbotron at a women's professional soccer game, and then every lesbian I know texted me and said, hey, were you just on the Jumbotron at the Angel City FC
that's
game?
Such community.
Every single one texted me and I was like,
I love that community.
Oh, right.
That's
you're
so
all
cute.
Here. You're all here. All my friends are here.
That's sweet.
Isn't that great?
It's fun to know what friends are at the same soccer game as you because you're not going to be running into all of them.
No, you're not. But if you get on the Jumbotron, then they'll all let you know that they saw you, which is cool.
Speaking of politics, they used to sell the purple bag of Skittles at the ACFC stadium, which, in my opinion, are the best Skittles.
The smoothie Skittles?
No, they're not smoothie Skittles. They're the tropical Skittles.
Okay, they're Skittles.
Skittles, red bag.
Tropical Skittles.
Purple bag.
What's the difference?
Flavors. All the flavors are different.
All the flavors are different?
Yes. There are no repeat flavors in the purple bag that are in the red bag.
I thought the tropical was like light blue and then the smoothie was purple.
Smoothie's orange. Light Whoa. Blue is something else
Bro,
entirely.
Bro, she knows her Skittle bags
she knows
for real.
Skittles.
All I know is that the purple bag of Skittles is like maybe one of my all-time favorite candies.
Uh-huh.
And some politician somewhere was like, there's too much toxic sludge in Skittles and we can't sell them in California anymore.
Bro, Skittles are literally illegal in Europe.
No, I know. And now they're literally illegal in California. And I was like, oh, man, I used to love going and getting Skittles at the ACFC game. They but have, I guess I want to live a long life.
The people we sit next to get a cup of Skittles every time.
A cup of Skittles?
Yeah, a little cup of Skittles.
What do you mean?
Like a clear... Bro, first of all, relax.
What do you mean a cup of Skittles?
They have like a little, like, you know how Dixie cups make like a wine glass and then also a red Solo cup?
Yeah.
Or Solo cup makes a big beer one and then yeah. a little wine one? A little wine one full of Skittles.
But it's not a Skittles brand cup.
No.
So where are they getting the Skittles to put in the cup?
I don't know, but they go to a concession stand and then they come back and they have Skittles cup.
They go to a concession stand and they say, I'd like a cup of Skittles, please?
Oh, you know what it probably is? One of them who sits near us is friends with someone who has a box, like a fancy box.
That's
so they probably go up to the fancy seats and get a cup of Skittles.
Because I'm like, I've never seen a cup of Skittles for sale in my life. I'd remember that.
Yeah. You wanted it to be a branded cup of Skittles.
I was like, Skittles. Skittles sells cups? Skittles sells cups now?
Skittles sells cups now. Oh my gosh. I felt us going into a Skittles sells cups by the sea and I didn't
oh,
want
really?
It to happen.
That's not where I thought that was
Where
headed.
Did you think it was headed? Because if you have a better idea, we'll go that way.
I was thinking that we were going to do like, I guess maybe similar to you.
Okay.
I was thinking more like a tongue twister, but not by
that's
the sea.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But we were both doing tongue twister.
Yeah,
what
you're
was
right.
yours? What was yours?
I don't know. I would have to explore it.
Okay, explore. Go ahead.
Skittles sells cups. Skittles sells cups now? Skittles sells cups in the... It's too hard. It's making me feel like I'm in a dream. Okay, what we haven't spoken about...
A good dream or a bad dream?
Remains to be seen. What we haven't yet spoken about is last week we talked about happy birthday, Grant. He's 26 now.
Yeah, congratulations.
Happy birthday.
You've done it.
What
well,
we
it.
Haven't talked about...
I really do feel like we're abusing that sound this episode, which I love.
Let him live.
The caffeine's really hit me today, and it comes out through the air horn.
I actually just looked over and saw his empty Americano glass from here.
He's
and
over
I was
there,
like,
I hope we have that up on the Grant cam. Him finishing the Americano going, beep, 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 as many times as he can.
Okay.
It's really great.
First of all... Grant and I had a little communication this morning, not an argument, a communication in which I brought an iced Americano. And he said, I always want oat milk in my iced Americano. And I knew that.
Mm.
But this morning when he texted and said iced Americano and didn't include with a splash of oat milk as he always does, I thought perhaps he's not doing oat milk in his Americano anymore.
Mm.
And so I thought about splashing oat milk in and then decided not to.
Mm.
Then got here and he was like, do you have anything I can splash in my Americano? And I was like, damn, I pride myself on knowing people and their coffee orders because I used to be a production assistant on sets. And that is the most valuable skill to have as a PA.
Grant.
Do we think I would have specified? I feel like I maybe... would have specified black if I didn't want. Like, what's the default here?
Sure. Default, I think, is like whatever you say you want, I assume as it comes. Like Gabe said he wants a little cappuccino. I assumed you meant with regular milk.
Totally. Okay. What was the other thing you were going to bring up?
Oh, Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, yeah.
Gabe didn't end up coming as he is a father. Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Thank you so much. We're recording this on Father's Day. It's my first Father's Day. It doesn't feel like I've earned it. I feel like I didn't earn it yet. It's all too soon. Thank you so much. I feel so humble. I'd like to shout out my wife and shout out those of us that are the doctors that are really helping, because without them, I couldn't have gotten here. I don't feel like I've earned my first Father's Day yet. She's only 6.5 weeks old. I haven't changed enough diapers. Not that I'm not changing diapers. Believe me, I've been changing diapers. Just I don't think I've reached the 10,000 hours it takes to be considered a good dad, you know.
You always feel like you need to earn the love you receive?
Actually, I do feel like I need to earn things. I think it's a side effect of being a freelance person. Everything is all weird and doesn't feel like you've actually making any milestones. Everything just feels all floopy, and so you don't feel like you earned it.
When did that feeling start for you?
Always, 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 always.
You can remember feeling that way in school?
Always, always, always. No, feeling that way in school, like when school ends, you finish finals, you're like, I've earned it. I'm chilling. Summertime. Interesting. Summertime. Here I come. But there's no structure.
Right.
There's no structure to my life.
No, I understand.
I don't get promotions. I don't get,
if you're,
you know what I mean?
So I'm a little out of my league.
There's no
here.
Holidays for me. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm a little out of my league here, but if you're a therapist, please DM us and say to Gabe, whatever you're supposed to say to someone who feels like they didn't earn their first Father's Day. I don't know what the right thing to say is, but that statement felt a little off to me. So if you study the brain, if you study human sciences, if you have something to respond to that with, please do, because I'm going to just pivot right here.
You can DM the Mom Said page, or you can just DM me directly.
I was going to say, you should DM me directly.
And let me know how to fix that. Now, the baby is very young, and the whole thing feels fresh. And to me, Father's Day feels like coming home from work, and the kids have got you a tie. And you got to put the tie on. And that, whoa. I don't feel anywhere near that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Can I say something that might rattle you a little bit?
You always do.
That will never, ever, ever be your experience of Father's Day.
No one's going to give me a tie when I come home from work.
You're not going to come home from work, and you're never going to wear a tie.
I'm never going to get a job.
No, your job is different.
Yeah, I know. Okay, moving on. You wanted to move on. Let's move on.
But can I say one last thing, which is that you are a very good dad. He invests a lot of time and energy into his little baby and has a good relationship with her. And I've noticed takes some of the mental load off of Lauren. Like, I think you guys share mental load really well, which not all dads have that, especially in the beginning. Now, Knott's Berry Farm. Grant was desperate to meet Snoopy. Now, I know you guys have already seen on the Instagram story the picture of Grant looking so happy with Snoopy for his birthday. But I want Grant to talk about his experience of meeting his hero. I just did such a long pause in between these two sentences.
I don't know why.
I kind of like fell asleep for a second. Grant?
So we first got into the park. And I initially laid eyes upon Snoopy. But keep in mind, I was severely hungover at this point.
We walked in to Knott's Berry Farm and we saw Snoopy right away. And I said, Grant, let's go take a photo with Snoopy. And he said, I'm not ready.
I was really hungover and really nervous to meet Snoopy.
He was nervous to meet Snoopy. And all of Grant's friends were like, dude, let's go say hi. And Grant was like, I can't do it. I'm not ready.
I had to warm up to meet Snoopy, right?
He was scared. He was starstruck.
Well, I'm not going to lie. At first, I was like...
You got a little scared.
Well, I also was just like... It's just like some sweaty high school kid in the Snoopy costume.
Right. So you got scared of the high schooler.
I needed to like really personify Snoopy.
Yeah, you had to get back in on the magic.
Yeah, I had to get back in on the magic. So we went on a Snoopy ride. We went on a kid's Snoopy ride at first. And keep in mind, this children's Snoopy ride, they only let one adult per car on this ride.
Yeah, because we're too fat to be.
Because it's too heavy.
Yeah, one adult per car in this ride. So there was... By the way, we went to this kid's amusement park and there was just like 10 of us adults, right? No kids. We took up the entire roller coaster. The whole train, because they only allow one adult per car. And it was scary. The first Snoopy ride was scary. I agree,
because we didn't really fit in the seats.
It was like our first warm up.
I felt like my knees were crunched in, and I was like, "Wait, I'm kind of panicking."
The first Snoopy ride was scary.
Yeah, it was. And it was like faster than I would have thought with how small the roller coaster was. I remember the roller coaster started, and I screamed, "Wait, I'm freaking out!" And Annie screamed, "Me too."
Anyway, we eventually met Snoopy. I was excited to see him. We got a group picture. I got a solo picture.
Get this. We take a group picture together, and then they're like ushering you through because there's a line of people after Snoopy. And I went like full stage mom. We took a group picture together, and then I looked at the people that were taking the photo, and I said, "Now we'd like a picture with just the birthday boy and Snoopy." I said, if you don't mind, we're going to take the time.
But all my friends, all my friends were super supportive and joined in the stupid Snoopy photo.
It was really
cute. And we're just as excited to meet him as I was.
Snoopy walked out. So, you know, they go take a break because presumably they're going to die in that costume. Yeah. They go take a break for a few hours and they come out at certain times.
Snoopy got hot.
Snoopy got hot. And so Snoopy went and took a break for a second to drink some water from a bowl or whatever.
Yeah,
Of course.
And came back out. And when Snoopy came back out, all of Grant's friends cheered and yelled, "Snoopy! Woo! Snoopy!" And I'm like, I bet you Snoopy was scared.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like a group of men yelling, "Snoopy." Which is...
Bring your friends to meet your heroes. Make sure you bring all your friends to meet your heroes. Sometimes your hero needs a water break because your hero is a dog, but bring all your friends to meet your heroes.
They say not to meet your heroes, but sometimes if you have your buddies with you, meeting your hero's not bad. It might even be kind of fun and giggly, and you got the pick for the gram. Pick for the gram.
Feel free to meet your heroes. Feel free to meet your heroes. Just bring your friends and make sure your heroes are a fictional dog. And it's all good to meet your heroes, even if you're a little hungover. It's all good to meet your heroes.
You should also bring your friends on first dates with you to see if the guy or girl is any good for you. Cause we're no good at all at judging for ourselves. So just bring your friends on a first date, please.
Bring your friends to meet your heroes. Bring your friends on a first date. Bring your friends to your surgery as well.
I was literally going to say surgery.
That's wild. Hey, this is a perfect time since we're so connected to say.
Oh.
Hold on. Hey, here's, by the way, the structure of a Mom Said episode is chaos. Did you know, ranking of the brothers, chaos, out. That's the structure of a Mom Said episode. And we'll let you know if that's ever going to change. But for now.
It probably will. Okay. Did you know that
professional BBLs women's soccer have sometimes has a grown stinky sit down wind?
First of all,
finish yours.
Professional women's soccer has grown significantly in the last couple of years. From having 8 teams in 2013 to having 14 teams in 2024.
Grew from 8 to 14 teams.
Yeah.
Did you know that sometimes BBLs can have a stinky sit-down wind if their incisions haven't healed properly?
Now, what pisses me off about your fun fact
is that I thought you were going to bring it up.
is that I'm the one who told you that.
I know. That's why I was trying to cheat. And still, we can't say the same thing.
I was picking a women's soccer thing because you were at a soccer game last night.
I was at a soccer game last night. I made it on the Jumbotron and all my lesbians texted me.
Say, first of all, don't say my lesbians. I'm sorry that he said that. Now, listen, I get direct feedback from some people. Shout out Hannah. And I just want to say, Hannah, I'm sorry that she said that, that he said that. Now.
Hannah has given feedback on my behavior.
Everyone's behavior.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. As long as it's even. Okay. BBLs. For the listener, a BBL, if you don't know, first of all, they're all over the internet. It has been one of the most memed things in the last couple of years.
A Brazilian butt lift. It's a Brazilian butt lift. It's what makes people who get them go from like regular shape to like,
Zsa 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 is in the beholder. So it's their version of Zsa Zsa Zsa. We all have our own Zsa Zsa
Zsa. I'm just saying you've never seen a BBL and not thought to yourself, Zsa Zsa Zsa.
What they do is it's a procedure where they take fat from somewhere else in your body and put it in your butt.
So, and they're very popular and...
They're called Brazilian butt lifts, BBLs, because I guess they were super popularized in Brazil?
I don't know. I don't know the history of the BBL, but we were floating in the pool in Palm Springs this last week. And I said, have you guys seen all this stuff online about the BBL sit-down air?
Because there's a woman who went viral. Grant, do you know this? There's a woman who went viral who said... Nobody tells you this, but BBLs stink.
She said
BBLs stink. Basically, this woman tells the story that she lost her boyfriend from how stinky her BBL was.
He said he couldn't stomach it.
He couldn't stomach it and he left her. So basically what happens is it is such a...
To be clear, we're not doctors.
We're not
nor
doctors.
Nor are we people with BBLs. So this is literally us just relaying a video that we saw.
This is literally us relaying a video made by a doctor.
Really?
That guy who was talking on the video was a doctor.
Oh my...
Or he got scrubs and made his handle MD something something.
Which anyone could do.
Anyone could do. Fair. This man said that basically because it's... First of all, after you get a BBL, you can't sit down for 2 weeks. You can't sit down for 2 weeks. And the incisions...
That really stresses me out.
They can be very moist because of where they are. They happen inside the butt flaps. So the incisions sometimes don't heal well.
Okay, we have to
or
stop.
They don't heal it's properly. And I guess your butt for weeks can smell like a wet towel.
Okay, we have to stop. People are going to turn like off the podcast. Like
an old, musty, wet
People
towel.
People are going to turn off the
so
podcast.
So this woman went viral talking about how she lost her boyfriend because her butt smelled like a musty old towel.
No. We're done talking about BBLs. But I want to transition to the second part of that, which is the idea of sit-down air or sit-down wind.
Yes.
Grant, have you ever noticed when you sit down any sort of whoosh?
When you sit, there is a wind. Now, this woman described the smell as having
We're done with the bad smell.
I know, I'm just saying. She said, my sit-down wind smells bad. And we all said, what's your sit-down wind? Grant is taking his headphones off, leaving the studio.
No, he's about to sit down to feel his sit-down
wind. He's about to check... No, he's leaving the studio. Oh, he can't be in here for the BBL.
I thought he was going to test out sit-down wind.
But the problem is sit-down wind is one of the greater phrases in the history of humanity. Sit-down wind is exceptional.
Well, I've never noticed sit-down wind for myself.
But everyone has sit-down wind.
Presumably so. I'd like to...
Measure the amount of air moved.
And what causes,
by
is
individual.
It speed of sit? Is it weight of
sitter? Right, because if you sit doing a jackknife, you're really going to get a lot of sit-down wind.
Could you try?
If you do a cannonball, a lot
you try
of
to,
sit-down
could
wind.
Could you try to jackknife sit right now?
If you pencil sit.
Pencil sit!
Do you get what I'm saying?
Pencil sit, bro.
It's not going to be a lot of sit-down wind because you're going to slip right down into your
seat. Show me and the audience what you mean by pencil sit.
But if you belly flop, a lot of sit-down wind.
Stop. Do a pencil sit right now.
A pencil sit? A pencil sit's like this. I'm wearing two shorter shorts for this.
Okay, for the listener, a pencil Gabe sit has tiny like orange shorts on.
They're red.
And he's standing
they are
in
kind
front
of orange.
Of the, they're definitely orange.
Okay.
He's standing in front of
pencil
the couch.
Is like
and
this.
And he's looking.
Okay. And then here's a jackknife. And then here's a jackknife sit. A jackknife sit is like.
The way. The pencil.
More air on a jackknife sit.
The pencil
More
sit.
More sit-down wind.
The pencil sit was really crazy because it was like what you imagine a Barbie sitting down looks like.
Legs together.
Legs sitting, together and straight out. Straight out. Sat down.
Kind of pointed
and
toe.
And the jackknife sit was like bent knees like a cannonball.
Kind of pointed toe.
And yeah, huh? I do now. I didn't feel sit down wind from either, but I do think the jackknife sit just presumably had way more sit down wind.
That's what I'm saying. Part of it is technique. Could you imagine not sitting for 2 weeks? Hey, you went pee and you left and we're still talking about sit down wind. Can you even imagine? Hey, check your sit down wind. That wasn't a lot of sit down wind. It was a kind of, you kind of leaned your way into it. You went side saddle on it.
Grant sat down a side saddle way. We were discussing all the ways that one could sit down and Gabe demonstrated a pencil sit.
I do need to adjust the Grant cam.
Adjust the Grant cam. Oh no. Technical difficulties. Okay. We'll obviously cut this.
Obviously not.
Obviously not.
Is it perhaps specific? What?
You have Snoopy on your shirt today.
I know.
Snoopy on the shirt.
He's a
show the back
fan.
To the Grant cam. Show the back to the Grant cam.
Country Club Snoopy Peanuts.
Squat a little bit.
I think
left a little bit.
He'd
perfect.
Have to be center frame.
Why not?
Wow, Grant. That's
isn't that great?
So cute. Would you consider a Snoopy tattoo?
I actually got a new tattoo on Friday and was hoping to get a Snoopy one, but I didn't get a Snoopy one.
Wait, whoa. I was eating sushi in the Valley on Friday?
Oh, yeah. My friend Eric told me about this.
And Eric walked past the sushi place and I texted him and I said,
bro,
are you
I was
walking
there too.
In Ventura? No, I looked at your location. You were gone.
Oh, it must have been.
I said, because as soon as I saw Eric, I looked at your location because I was like, is Grant nearby?
I mean, we were together.
You'd have been able to smell him.
I said, but I texted him and I said, come back and have sushi with us. And he was like, no.
Hey, I just want you to know that.
It was me and Isabel.
If you had texted me, I would have come back and I would have had sushi with you. I would have had salmon rolls and crunchy tuna and whatever you wish.
Crunchy tuna, gross.
Because I care so much about you and building up our friendship.
Just play the song.
Unrelated to me saying that totally. Is it's time for the ranking of the brothers.
Imagine this, we're ranking them again. Imagine this, we're ranking them again and again and again. It's time to rank them. It's time to rank them. It's the ranking of the brothers again.
That felt done, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Every day when you're walking down the street, everybody that you meet has an original point of view. And I say, hey, what a wonderful candidate. That's what that song reminded me of.
You're totally right. The rhythm of that. Well, we can learn to work it, play.
It's a good theme song.
Get along with each other.
Whoever wrote that is
you
a
gotta listen
genius.
To your
heart.
Hey,
okay.
Shout out in the comments to whoever wrote that.
They listen. So number one brother this week, unfortunately, has to be gay because it's Father's Day today.
Wait.
And he's a father.
Wait.
And Grant's not.
Okay, wait, what? Wait. Christopher Cross. Do you know who that is?
Is it the same guy who wrote Tarzan music? Because that's
no.
What, how
no, that's Phil Collins. Collins.
Bro.
Christopher Cross. You know Christopher Cross? Okay. Burt Bacharach.
Whoa!
Peter Allen. I don't know who that is.
Burt? Hold on.
Burt Bacharach.
Burt Bacharach. Do you think that person's hot or not?
Ooh. Was Burt Bacharach?
I feel like Burt
Bacharach.
It actually doesn't even matter what the real Burt Bacharach is like. Is that a hot name to you?
Me?
To either of you.
Burt
no?
Bacharach.
You think Burt Bacharach is gross? I feel like Burt Bacharach might be.
Be respectful to Burt Bacharach.
No. Again, not the real one. I feel like Burt Bacharach might be hot.
Okay, so the same guy who wrote the Arthur theme song, every day when you're walking down, is also the same guy who wrote, sailing, take me away to where I want to be. You know what I mean?
No.
Burt Bacharach wrote, say a little prayer for you, among other things.
Burt Bacharach wrote the, who's Chris Cross then?
Christopher Cross. His name is Christopher Cross. He's the one who wrote. Cross. He's the one who wrote Sailing.
So you know what does Burt Bacharach have to do with this?
They both wrote it.
They wrote Burt Bacharach and Chris Cross got together and wrote the Arthur theme song.
That's actually crazy.
That's awesome.
Christopher Cross and Burt Bacharach.
Christopher Cross and Burt Bacharach got together and wrote the Arthur theme song.
It actually turns out that
Christopher Cross and Burt Bacharach got together and wrote the theme song together, actually. They sort of they split the residuals 50-50, actually.
They were at a party one time, and someone said, Christopher Cross, what a unique name. You have to meet my friend Burt Bacharach. It's and sort then of an iconic duo was born.
Yeah, the alliterative iconic duo that brought us such great hits as literally only one song, the Arthur theme song, provided to PBS so graciously, they gave us the sort of title of our childhood.
It became so close, so much a part of the zeitgeist that we still can all recall it to this day, can we not?
So let's all be thankful that Christopher Cross and Burt Bacharach got together on that fateful day in 1989 at a PBS get-together.
That's some Matt Damon Ben Affleck shit for real. That's my Matt Damon Ben Affleck.
Is Christopher Cross and Burt Bacharach?
Yeah. Yeah. That's my iconic duo.
Wait, I won the ranking today?
Because it's Father's Day.
Bro.
But I'm also Dada.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you Dada towards?
I'm Daddy and he's Dada.
What? Mm. Both of those are wrong, but who are you Dada towards?
Everyone when he got that beard.
On God.
On God. When he's got that kind of beard.
That's what you meant?
Yeah, he's Dada.
I don't know what I meant.
Sure. I mean, you kind of have a new dog. The one who famously humped me on screen.
He's been loving me so much. Every morning he comes and bats at my door. This morning I was already awake in the kitchen and he didn't notice I was in the kitchen and ran into my room and then realized I was in the kitchen. And
that's
came back.
So cute. But you missed out on cuddle time.
No, we still cuddle.
Aw. I heard he... Annie, his true owner, our other sister, keeps trying to grab the side of his face and like give him a kiss. And he has tried to start doing that to her now. And he has punched her in the eyes at least once.
We were in the desert and Annie was mad about something. So she called mom in a tizzy. And we put her on speakerphone. We're like, hey, Annie, you're in the kitchen with everybody on speakerphone. And she went, I'm grumpy. And we immediately took her off speakerphone.
And all of us were like, take it off speaker.
And handed the phone to mom.
Take it off speaker.
And then mom's on the phone with her like, I know, that's hard. Yeah, that's hard, sweetie. That's hard. Yeah. But on the bright side, you have a new little dog. And then mom goes, he punches you in the eyes? Because Annie was having a meltdown and mom was trying to be like, but what about the dog?
But what about the dog?
Like, no, he punches me in the eyes.
Bro.
He punches you in the eyes? Lauren and I laughed about that for like 30 minutes on the couch.
He punches you in the eyes is crazy.
Both eyes? He punches both eyes?
He's a nice boy.
Imagine punching someone in the eyes. It's like this.
Why do dogs like my friend Eric so much? Also, shout out Eric. He listens every week.
Eric, thanks, bro.
Eric's who I saw walking down Ventura and wouldn't come eat sushi with me. Shout out Eric.
Wow.
You could have had, we actually had some sushi left over and you could have had it for free, obviously. Where were you? And I invited him to
Eric doesn't have his own song. Eric needs his own song, but I'll never write one. I'll never write Eric his own song, no.
Eric and I matched our t-shirts last week at Knott's Berry Farm.
Eric deserves his own song, but I'll never write him one. Oh, Eric deserves his own song, but I'll never write him one.
We didn't plan the t-shirt matching. It just was coincidence.
Aaron, you both went to Marshall's the day before and got the same Snoopy t-shirt.
When we walked into Knott's Berry Farm and I saw Eric wearing the same shirt as me, I screamed at the top of my lungs and ran and hugged him like I was a soldier home from war. But really, it was just that we were wearing the same Snoopy t-shirt.
Dude, soldiers home from war. Talk about a thing that'll mess you up on the internet.
Totally. And also will mess real people up in real life.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to talk about war? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Mom Said. Today's episode is brought to you by war.
It's hard not to talk about war. I won't.
No, I know, bro. It's here in LA. It has been a very tricky week to not want to talk about on the podcast.
What about overseas?
Well, all over the world. There's a lot going on. So shout out to people who have a lot going on. We love y'all. Sorry.
Yeah, we love y'all. We're in these streets protesting.
Yes. And yes.
All that jazz. There's some really gnarly crap happening.
Crappening.
And we love you, and we're on your side.
We are on your side.
We're on your side, whoever you are. Not true. We're on your side if you're being good.
Yeah, we're on your side. Hey, we're on your side if you're being good. Hey, we're on your side if you're being good. That's my political stance. Hey, we're on your side if you're being good. If you're not being good, then we are not on your side. But hey, we're on your side if you're being good. Hey, we're on your side if you're being reasonable and being good. Hey, we're on your side if you're being good. If you're not being good and you're being mean to people, then we're not on your side.
And if you need us to get specific,
then we're probably not on your side.
For real.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're feeling confused, I'll punch you in the eyes.
You. Yeah, literally, I'll punch you in the
eyes. I'll punch you in both eyes.
Yeah, peacefully.
Peacefully.
Hey, respectfully, peacefully.
Peacefully.
Punch you in both your eyes.
Yesterday, I...
Punched somebody in both their eyes?
No, but I did go to a protest peacefully.
Peacefully.
And I strava'd it.
You strava'd it! You strava'd the protest, bro! Bro!
Okay, I think we should move on because I don't want to talk any more about that.
I hear, but I feel like we've been doing fine. Everybody that listens to this, all these adoids are cool. Everybody's cool. You strava'd the protest!
I guarantee you anyone who's 51 minutes into a Mom Said episode is going to be on
No. I'm not worried about being clear about what political side I'm on. I'm just like, if I start talking about this...
Yeah.
This will be a very different podcast.
I get what
you're
saying.
It'll go.
Because it gets very sad very quick.
Yeah.
Totally get it. Strava the... Okay, but yesterday you were telling us that you were going to go to... And then we'll move away. You were telling us that you were on speakerphone saying, I'm going to go to the protest later, make sure, you know, whatever, fight for what I believe in, blah, blah, blah. But first I have to go to... I'm going to brunch with...
No, I did not go to brunch.
And I have to go to acupuncture.
I went to acupuncture.
But there was something else, though.
I had coffee.
I have a coffee and then I have acupuncture and then I have a protest.
And then I babysat my niece.
It's the world that we're living in.
And then I babysat my niece and then I went to the club.
And then you went out and shook some ass. Yeah. Dude, that's a good day.
That's Saturday in 2025. Coffee, I don't know what to tell you.
Coffee to get you up. Acupuncture to bring you back down.
Protest to get you up.
Feel you right.
Watch your niece to bring you down.
Shake some ass to bring you up.
Ultimately, sleep tequila to get you down. Is an upper.
That is true. Tequila is an upper. It is. Don't shake your head. No, this is not.
And my readiness score, back to the Aura Ring, is in the 70th percentile, which is kind of amazing for how much stuff I did yesterday.
This episode is brought to you by the Aura Ring.
Can you play me a tune?
Yeah, bro.
He's going to say something about how alcohol is poison.
No.
Okay.
Sort of. Tequila's not an upper. This is a giant myth. Tequila's not an upper.
What is
but
it?
But I thought tequila was an upper. That's what everyone says. Most alcohols are a downer, but tequila is an upper.
Alcohol is alcohol, and all alcohol is a sedative. All sedatives are alcohol. That's not true, but tequila's not an upper. It's not an upper. It's just alcohol, and it's all alcohol.
So it just makes you feel... up just because you're already dancing when you have tequila.
Yes.
I have heard that tequila's an upper always. I've always heard that tequila gets you rocking.
Anecdotal evidence that tequila's an upper.
Okay, what we got anecdotal evidence about everything.
You, and what say you to that?
What say you to I shake ass at a club,
bro,
when I drink tequila, therefore the science you have is wrong.
If tequila's an upper for you, tequila's an upper for you.
Hey, look, if that's tequila's an upper for you, if tequila's an upper for you, then hey, tequila's an upper for you. You get what I'm saying? All right.
I just did hand motions next to you while you talked like that.
Yeah.
Which made me feel like we were Sophia, Grace, and Rosie.
Who? Oh, those two little girls from Ellen?
One of them sings and the other one's behind like...
Yeah, those two little girls from Ellen. Wait, but they're probably 30 now.
Every time I see a duo, what... No, they're in their early 20s and...
You checking on them?
Mm-hmm. Sophia Grace just had children.
What?
And okay. Rosie's kind of vibing like a normal girl.
Here's the thing. Ellen was a long time ago, kind of. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know she just wrapped up recently, but like...
Well, she's been around a long time.
No, agree. But I'm saying that show that we're all thinking of, when we think of Ellen and we think of that Ellen era, it's Baby Bieber. Like...
It's Baby Beluga.
It's Baby Beluga in the Deep Blue Sea. Shout out Baby Beluga. But do you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. And then in some ways,
it feels like it just ended, but it really ended a long time ago.
And then she got in trouble for being mean.
Having been mean the whole time, apparently.
Which is such a bummer because she was all about being nice.
I know, which is tricky.
Allie, can I make a point about alcohol that you're going to argue with me on?
I might not argue.
Okay.
Doubt it.
I want to clear the air. Two of you. This bothers me so much when people are like, I was mixing my alcohols so I'm more hungover, or I had sugary drinks so I'm more hungover, mm-hmm. or I drank liquor before beer, never been sicker, so I'm more hungover. The only thing that makes you more or less hungover is the amount of alcohol you drank at a given pace.
Mm.
And everyone's like, I had sugary sangria. Extra sugary sangria after my beer. And now I'm extra hungover because I had too much sugar and alcohol in my system.
Sure. Now.
But it's really just the.
What are your alcohol? Credentials for this myth busting?
My personal credentials?
I'm like, where did you learn all of this? You're just saying facts like you discovered them yourself.
In college, he took a beer making class.
I did.
He did.
The beer making class in college is what qualifies you?
No, he went to school for biology. Also, I love that Grant's rhythm every time he sings is something a little bit like this, and I love it so much. It's kind of giving Morgan J, that comedian
oh, yeah.
who does the like, can I get a woo woo woo? Kind of thing, you know. He's amazing.
Love Morgan.
Dude, he's amazing.
Yeah, he's good.
He's amazing.
I will watch an hour of his clips.
Yes.
Bro.
Yeah, they're cute.
I think he's hilarious.
He's been grinding on it he's been in the scene for like a long time, and then his auto-tune videos, I guess, popped off like 2 or 3 years ago, and now he's like one of the biggest comedians on the scene these days.
Good for him. I hope he's rich now.
It's amazing.
I won't argue with those, despite the fact that you've yet to say your credentials. I won't argue with what you just said. I will say martinis, I feel better the next day, and I thought it was because I was having less sugar.
Your liver can only...
Oh, sorry.
Should I change up the pace or keep doing it like this?
I like it the way you do it. Okay. It's good.
Your liver can only process so much alcohol at one time. If you space out your alcohol, then you don't get as drunk. So the longer you spend drinking and the less alcohol, the less hungover you feel the next day.
But if you get...
Like if I have 8 beers over 8 hours, I won't be hungover. But if I have 8 beers over 2 hours, I'll be hungover.
Right.
Okay.
It has to do with alcohol and concentration.
Cool. Okay, I can get with it. Now, I'll say something that might not be a popular thing for me to say right now.
Which is, thank you so much for listening.
I feel like we've been doing this podcast for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Thank and you so I have much. Actually, I have a date with your manager.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Mom Said. We're so glad you listen. And this is actually Sibling Summer. So please tell your siblings about our show.
Sibling Summer. Stand up for what you believe in, Summer.
Yeah, that's right. So
it's pop, hyper pop summer.
It's always been hyper pop summer. But seriously, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I know we're crazy and we're rambly and we're having mostly just goofy fun, but we appreciate all you adoids who listen to this podcast. Please tell your friends about how insane we are, and we're continuing to build and grow the show.
Tell your friends about how insane we are.
Yeah. Please tell your friends about how insane we are, because if they listen without knowing that, they're going to be very surprised. So you need to warn them ahead of time about what the hell's going on.
They have to be totally comfortable with people being how insane they are.
Yeah.
We love you, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you
and
so much.
Goodbye.
Love you. Goodbye.
Hit it, Grant.
That's not how it works at the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we gotta go.
We gotta go.